Good evening. I'm David Brinkley, NBC News. When the U.S. stopped bombing North Vietnam, it did not stop sending up picture-taking reconnaissance planes to keep track of what was happening there. Now, North Vietnam has shot one down, another one. They have never agreed that American planes have any more right to take pictures in the North than to drop bombs. The two crewmen in the plane shot down today apparently were lost. Defense Secretary Laird said this afternoon, if that happens again, the U.S. will protect its planes by sending bombers to the North to strike at their anti-aircraft guns. At Fort Benning, Georgia, they're picking a jury to hear the trial of Lieutenant William Kelly.
The laborious task of selecting the panel continued through the day. The defense and the prosecution moved to dismiss several prospective jurors who it was claimed had preconceived views on what happened at My Lai. While the defense has been claiming that Lieutenant Kelly cannot be tried fairly because of the pretrial publicity, the prosecution found that some of the officers selected to be jurors felt the Army made a mistake in bringing him to trial. Major Robert Earhart, who was, like Kelly, a combat infantry officer in Vietnam, said he didn't think it was right to court-martial Kelly. He said he knew the stresses and strains of combat. He was dismissed from the panel. Major Hugh Farmer's views on capital punishment led to his dismissal. He said four separate times that whatever the circumstances, he could not sentence a man to death. Captain John Cully ruled himself out of the panel by saying he is in sympathy with Kelly and is not sympathetic to the government's case. Captain Dennis Lum was dropped from the panel after saying that right now he does not presume Lieutenant Kelly to be innocent. He added, even if the court directs me to assume innocence until proven guilty, I could not do it. Lieutenant Colonel Archie Stith told the judge he'd prefer not sitting as a juror. He said, I could not put from my mind the things I have read. He said his beliefs are prejudicial to the government. Lieutenant Colonel Richard McGee was challenged by the defense after he said he was surprised that the Army took as long as it did to bring Lieutenant Kelly to trial. But the presiding judge ruled that the colonel could be objective. Selection of the jury is taking longer than anyone planned and will continue tomorrow. It should be completed by Monday when the court-martial is set to begin. The government will then outline its case of premeditated murder against Lieutenant Kelly. Robert Goralski, NBC News, Fort Benning, Georgia.
Rules and regulations in the military services, as elsewhere, have a way of accumulating and then hanging on long after the reason for them has disappeared. One result in the case of the Navy is to irritate the man with a lot of petty rules. 89% of its enlisted men now do not sign up again when their tours end. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Zumwalt, is trying to eliminate some of the ancient nonsense. In a new order, he says neat beards, sideburns, and mustaches are acceptable. Rock music can be played in junior officers' clubs, beer and liquor are allowed in the barracks, and rules on uniforms are relaxed and simplified. The Army, too, is trying valiantly to deal with some of its social problems.
Fort Carson sits at the foot of the Rockies, and as Army posts go, it is not the most unpleasant place to be stationed. But duty can be difficult for a two-year draftee who has just served 1 year in Vietnam, comes back and learns the Army expects him to serve the rest of his term, training and working as if he'd never been in Vietnam. That is not too good for morale, but it is easier to take here than at most other posts.
Good morning, men. Sit down, please. My name is Rogers, and I'm your commanding general, and I want to welcome you to Fort Carson. You've joined about
General Bernard Rogers has commanded Fort Carson over a year now, and in that time he's made a lot of changes. Reveille and 5:30 a.m. formations are almost non-existent. GIs usually get up when they want to, as long as they are on duty at the normal hour of 7:30. Most Saturday inspections have been dropped. That means none of the usual Friday night GI parties, scrubbing the barracks and such. Even the barracks are getting non-regulation. Partitioned into cubicles, carpeted, sometimes paneled. The men do this out of their own money from a pool fund collected in their company. It has not made Army life beautiful, but certainly bearable. So-called chicken customs are fading away. There have been innovations like a drug clinic. a racial harmony council headed by black militants who seem to enjoy both the confidence of the general and their fellow blacks. The post stockade, one of the Army's oldest, has enlisted men acting as counselors. One is an anti-war GI who describes himself as a revolutionary. Some months ago, he approached the general to complain about conditions in the stockade. The general said, why don't you do something about them, and now he is. The most unusual move has been the creation of an enlisted men's council, kind of a GI student council, which meets regularly with General Rogers. Council members air their complaints, and more often than not, he does something about them. It completely bypasses the chain of command, but it works. The general believes all these ideas are necessary, considering this generation of draftees and prevailing attitudes toward the Army.
Self-inflicted wounds in our system, some harassment, some burrs under the soldier's saddles that I can remove, that don't belong there, don't make sense in 1970. And we've got ideas from soldiers of ways to improve their lot here at Fort Carson that in our wisdom at this headquarters we don't think of. But a soldier would tell you. This generation would tell you.
The changes that are being made here have not been embraced by everyone. Many career officers and non-coms feel this is civilianizing the Army in some way, and that it might lead to a breakdown in discipline. Yet the number of men who go absent without leave has been going down here in the recent months, and the number of reenlistments is increasing. So they must be doing something right here. Fred Briggs, NBC News at Fort Carson, Colorado.
This is NBC Nightly News, Friday, November 13th, 1970. Brought to you by Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail. Tomorrow morning, serve tangy, sparkling Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail. It's the other breakfast juice.
Cranberry juice for breakfast? For breakfast?
We got tired of orange juice every day. So I tried Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail. What tastes better and has more food energy than orange juice.
Jim likes his cranberry juice straight. Jimmy mixes his with orange juice.
Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail has more food energy than orange juice.
Refreshing new taste, too.
Ocean Spray Cranberry Juice Cocktail, the other breakfast juice.
Personal income in this country dropped in October a little, partly because of the General Motors strike and partly because of a small rise in unemployment. General Motors said today its new tentative contract with the union would cost $2.4 billion in wages alone over 3 years. It works out to an increase of about 10% a year for 3 years, and almost certainly will mean substantial price increases.
Next week, UAW locals around the country will vote on the contract agreement their bargainers reached on Wednesday with General Motors. The basic money in the new agreement is not enough to make up for the income lost in 8 weeks of striking. But the union men say that doesn't matter. That's not what men strike for, they say. That's not important in convincing the rank and file that Wednesday's agreement will be a good contract. Union leaders say the settlement gives them a higher baseline for the next round of wage talks and helps out on the overtime rate. General Motors is planning 12 weeks of overtime production in an effort to catch up, and that will mean more money, new money, to the workers. There are more paid holidays, more vacation, more widow's benefits, more retirement pensions at an earlier age, better health care, and other intangibles. Above all, the ceiling is off the cost of living adjustments. So as prices go up, wages do too at a matching rate. None of that is quite solid enough to measure in immediate dollar values, but the union leadership says the intangibles translate into more money and less worry for the men who make cars. And that's how the settlement is being explained to those whose votes must ratify it. UAW President Leonard Woodcock says they will by the end of next week. Steve Delaney, NBC News, reporting.
Jerry Rubin in Great Britain was ordered to get out of the country yesterday. Instead, he fled to Northern Ireland and said he would stay there. But he was arrested today. He protested the police had no jurisdiction in Northern Ireland, but they seemed to disagree. They asked if he would leave the country quietly, and he said yes.
Chuck Wagon, instant dinner for dogs. The right helpings of what dogs like best and need most. We took big, tender, juicy chunks, golden nuggets loaded with vitamins and rich meat broth. We quick dried it to make Chuck Wagon what dogs like best and need most. Just add warm water, and it comes back again instantly. Rich meat broth, golden nuggets, and red juicy chunks. Big, tender, tempting as ever. Get your dog a complete full-course dinner that serves up instantly. Chuck Wagon. Next to you, what he likes best and needs most.
In Paris, L'Étoile, the circle around the Arc de Triomphe, where 12 avenues come together, has been renamed. Hereafter, it'll be known as Place Charles de Gaulle. In Southern California, it's dry again, and the brush is catching fire and threatening houses again.
Dry winds from the desert, gusting up to 50 miles an hour, blew into Southern California again, and four fires have broken out so far, all in rural areas. The biggest fire is in the San Bernardino National Forest, and it has burned about 25,000 acres. The blaze burned to within less than a mile of the small town of Running Springs, east of Los Angeles. Some residents and the local school were evacuated as firefighters concentrated their effort on keeping the fire out of town. As of now, there are no indications that these fires will approach the devastation of the ones that hit Southern California a month ago. But forecasters predict that the winds will continue, at least until Sunday. Roy Neal, NBC News, reporting.
In Yosemite National Park, two mountain climbers are trying to make it up the vertical side of El Capitan Mountain, and they appeared to be in trouble. The park rangers moved in to rescue them, but they shouted down they didn't want to be rescued.
No one has ever climbed this wall of El Capitan Mountain before. It is solid granite and sheer. But for 3 weeks, these men have been trying, chipping at its granite face, inching their way up. For 3 weeks, working and living on the side of the mountain. The man above is Warren Harding. He is 46 years old. His partner is Dean Caldwell, 27. They thought they might have reached the top by now, but they had terrible weather, and the mountain was tougher than they thought. So now, they're about two-thirds of the way up. The weather has cleared, but they are almost out of food. Their feet are numb, and they're not sure they can make it. A rescue attempt was called to get them off. 17 men and 1,700 pounds of gear was brought in to the top of the mountain. Rescuers would have to drop down to get them. When the men were told that the rescuers were there and they were going to be taken off, they hollered down to people below, like hell we are. They want to stick it out.
The operation so far is being funded by the National Park Service, but I can assure you Mr. Harding is going to get a bill for this rescue operation.
The climbers don't have much left to eat, a little beef jerky, a few candy bars. They are very tired, but they think they may be able to make the top by early next week if the weather holds good. Trouble is, weather predictions warn of rain early next week, and officials say if there is rain, a rescue probably couldn't even be attempted. Jack Perkins, NBC News.
Sirhan Sirhan is under a death sentence for the murder of Senator Robert Kennedy. Now his lawyer says he will appeal, asking a reversal. And he says he has found 18 issues on which the verdict could be reversed. In Alpine County, California.
When homosexual groups said they wanted this county for their own, that they were going to try to move here and gain political control, the residents thought it was a joke. Now they are not so sure. People in the little county seat of Markleyville are uptight. Newcomers in Alpine County are eyed with suspicion. Each stranger could be an advance scout for the Gay Liberation Front. This concern brought about an open meeting. County officials called it to decide how to meet any homosexual invasion.
They are forcing their way in. The way they intend to take over the county, and they are making definite plans to do so, is no different than the way that little paper hanger 30 years or so ago took over Poland, other countries of Europe.
We have the offer of mutual aid and backing from all our allied law enforcement groups, and consequently we have no real concern about violence that could not be taken care of unless it were a complete revolution. And then the National Guard could take care of that. I think that they're whipped before they start.
In the case of an emergency, we would rather dissolve our county than to turn it over to persons for their own personal benefit and not to the benefit of the public as a whole.
Other law agencies pledged their support. The building inspector promised that the gay lib would find housing codes rigidly enforced. The Mothers Club of Alpine County said it is behind every effort to keep the homosexuals out. If they set up a permanent camp on public land, federal officials promised trespassing arrests. An Indian spokesman said, "Don't think for a moment we are on their side. We are with you." And from a San Francisco social worker who had dealt with homosexuals, a warning.
I worked very, very close for 5 years with these people. I know them very, very well. And I also know that they say, "I don't want your young people, I don't want your teenage boys, but let me encourage you people to fight this." And I mean fight it, because you don't have any idea what can happen when a homosexual group moves into your county or moves even into your neighborhood.
The people here in Alpine County still think the chances are about 1,000 to 1 that the homosexuals will try to take over this county. But just in case, meetings like this are designed to try to convince the Gay Liberation Front that the chances of their succeeding are about 1,000,000 to 1. Don Oliver, NBC News in Markleyville, California.
And now, a word about new Kent Menthol.
Wow. Kent got it all together.
Wow.
Kent got it all together.
Wow.
All the refreshment of menthol, all the good things of a Kent, it's all together.
That's what you hear about new Kent Menthol 100s. Brisk, breezy flavor, exclusive micronite filter, and good, rich taste. They're all together now in new Kent Menthol 100s.
All the refreshment of menthol, all the good things of a Kent, it's all together. It's all together. It's all together.
NBC Nightly News continues, brought to you by AMCO, the transmission specialists. At AMCO, our mission is transmissions.
I had transmission trouble, so I called AMCO.
First thing, we performed our free 19-point multi-check.
Boy, was I shook.
We found the trouble, told him he could have it back in one day. In most cases, that's all it takes.
Boy, was I glad.
Boy, was he glad.
I tell you, if you ever have transmission trouble, there's only one place to go. AMCO!
When your car's transmission starts to go, take it to AMCO. Our mission is transmissions. AMCO. Our mission is transmissions. AMCO.
Indiana's Secretary of State said in the election, the count showed Senator Vance Hartke came out ahead of Representative Richard Rauterbusch by 4,482 votes. But this is still subject to change because of voting machine errors in one county and another problem in another county. There are charges of fraud and talk of a recount, and so a final official decision may take a while. There are reports tonight of a military coup in Syria, a takeover planned and carried out by the country's defense minister. The reports say that President Atassi is under arrest, and that the entire Marxist leadership of Syria has been overthrown. The Washington Post says the Nixon administration will ask Congress for another $500 million in military aid to Israel, including 18 more Skyhawk fighter bombers. In Helsinki, the U.S. and Russia have had their fourth meeting in this round of talks about reducing their heavy strategic weapons. It was said after the meeting, both sides seemed to be talking as if they meant what they said. Two Russian submarine support ships have returned to Cuba, but nobody's very excited about it.
In contrast to the diplomatic furor of 2 months ago, the United States has reacted calmly to the return of two Russian submarine support ships to the Cuban port of Cienfuegos. The State Department expressed confidence the U.S. and the Soviet Union understand one another on the limits of their actions with regard to Cuba. Officials here said the understanding prohibits the establishment of a Soviet naval base in Cuba. The understanding grew out of the 1962 missile crisis, but it is not in writing, and some of its terms have been subject to dispute. Today, however, the State Department endorsed a Soviet interpretation which was printed last month, the first time Moscow had referred publicly to the understanding. The Soviet statement said the Russians would not introduce strategic weapons into Cuba, and the United States would not undertake an invasion of Cuba. The implication is that Washington and Moscow clarified the understanding in secret following the strong American warning over recent Russian military activity at Cienfuegos. Richard Valeriani, NBC News at the State Department.
In the British House of Commons, Bessie Braddock was the member for the dock workers and others at Liverpool. And she was 200 pounds of bone and muscle and pugnacious noise, and her constituents thought she was just the greatest, one of them. In a legislative body where manner of speech often counts for more than its substance, Bessie Braddock didn't talk, she hollered. She called her opponents liars and said if they were outside, she'd flatten them. In her own constituency, she was known as Good Queen Bessie. The Professional Boxers Association made her an honorary member. The crew of a British submarine peeled Marilyn Monroe's picture off their torpedo tubes and pasted on Bessie's. After 25 years in Commons, many loud words and battles and some victories, she died today. She was 71.
I'm a waitress, chef, chauffeur, teacher, lover, nurse. I'm a housewife. And I love it. I love what I do because I take good care of myself. I exercise, get plenty of rest, try to watch my diet. And to make sure I get enough vitamins and iron, I start every morning with a Geritol tablet. Geritol is one of the nice things I do for myself. And with all my jobs, I need all the help I can get.
Geritol, one of the good things you can do for yourself.
11:10 p.m. Can't sleep. 11:30, wide awake. 11:45, still awake. When you take more than 15 minutes to fall asleep and feel you need help, take Somonex as directed for 100% safe sleep. Somonex is the only leading sleep aid with three medical ingredients to quickly relax you and help you get to sleep. When you take more than 15 minutes to fall asleep, take Somonex and sleep, sleep, sleep.
Under the Scout Law, a Boy Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. In Providence, Rhode Island, a 16-year-old scout named James Clark may have all those qualities but one in the opinion of the local council. And so, therefore, when he applied to be an Eagle Scout, they turned him down because he was not reverent, they said. He was, in fact, an atheist and therefore not eligible to be an Eagle Scout at all. The boy says he is reverent, but he believes in serving God as he sees it and not as organized religion sees it. Chile, since it elected a Marxist president, has reopened diplomatic relations with Cuba. Today in Washington, the State Department said it deplored this and said the U.S. still supported the Western Hemisphere diplomatic and trade boycott of Cuba. The stock markets lost some ground today. On the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrials declined more than 8 points, and an average share of common stock lost 33 cents. On the American, the loss was 14 cents. Lorton is the Washington, D.C. penitentiary. 35 of its convicts, serving anywhere from 2 years to life for crimes running from mugging to murder, all of them drug users in the past, have put together a sort of theatrical company called the Inner Players, and they put on an act about the dangers of drugs and perform wherever they're asked. And one place they're often asked is the Washington High Schools.
This scene takes place thousands of times each day in this city. Imagine the effect that this will have on the younger brother.
Jesus, Lord! Man, I tell you, I ain't going through this no more, man.
Yeah, man, okay.
Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, come on. No, man. Oh, cold, man. Cold cut. Ooh, wee. Come on, come on. Come on, stop now, man. Hey, man, don't do that, man, to your brother, man.
Ain't gonna hurt, is it?
Hey, come on, don't do that to your brother, man.
You be cool before you blow my high ring.
Hey, you gonna blow your brother's life, man. Hey, man, don't do that to your brother, cut.
One little pill, baby.
Man, don't do that, man. I'm telling you, man, you're blowing his life, man. You can break something in the world, man. You ain't even letting it start, man. Don't do that, man. I'm telling you, cut, man. Don't do that, man. You blow it. You made me ashamed of being so bad, man. I'm sorry, man. Somebody help him, man. Somebody help him, man.
I mean, smoking marijuana with liquor.
No, it don't do nothing. It just prolongs the high. Makes you that much more high, you know?
Oh. Once you become an addict or a junkie, will you ever come off?
Yes, this is no question. Yeah.
First, they have to want to drop it to sales. See, they have to deal with
them sales. Most of them don't even know no better.
Yes, they do. They know better. Anybody know better when they mess with heroin.
Hey, they were talking about dope and Lord. Do they still have it there?
Well, anywhere you find people, anything where you find people suppressed, you'll find drugs.
I've been in prison 3 years already. And what it is, like, I got 4 to 12. So my minimum is 4 years. I got to do 4 years. What I did was reduce my shot by using Robitussin AC. I used that and brought my shot down and less and less. And pretty soon I ain't need nothing but Robo. And I come off Robo easier than I come off heroin. And like I feel meaningful because I'm trying to deal with a problem and stamping out people's lives. And like I feel rewarded by this and I feel more like a person. And like I feel so good, like if I was to get high, it wouldn't do nothing but destroy this good feeling I got. And like, see what's happened, that ain't too many times in life that I ever felt real. You know, and now that I dig what it's like, I wouldn't let it go for nothing.
Thank you, and good night for NBC News.